because I
yeah the last version
you
I did I modified
it. I didn't see the second
two paragraphs really, but mostly one, but
thank you.
I had two comments.
Thanks. Cool.
The first one is on the in the last paragraph on the back. Our most pressing concern overall, and it goes on to talk about why this is important. I would just take out reference to the central city and just say the BHBD project could exacerbate current challenges with approving projects on parcels where base height and FAR being too large for compatibility with certain historic districts. And I only say that because I think that, I mean, it's a little awkward because it talks about is not applicable in the central city, but then it says the issue also occurs outside the city. So I kind of just feel like if it occurs everywhere, let's just say it, you know, in general, it could apply wherever we have mm-hmm. that problem. And then the other comment. Okay, the other problem I had, or question I had was, maybe you guys know what this means, but in the second to last paragraph of the first, on the first page, it says, with code requiring a 35-foot height for the first 25 feet of the development. What does that mean?
From the side, it should say 30-foot height limitation.
Oh, okay.
Within 25 feet, I think, of a
single
dwelling. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then the last sentence in that paragraph, the PHLC would like to see design overlay added to RM and RM3 if the scale of the development is an abrupt change to the neighborhood. So we're not saying that we want that overlay only to apply, you know, once we see the development, we want it on there anyway. So as
well, this is what I was hoping we would discuss, is that especially that last sentence there.
I'm glad that you brought that up because I have some thoughts about it too.
Yeah. I mean, I guess when I, you know, when I dashed this off, I was just thinking, you know, the good thing about the new requirement on the RM4 zone for design review is that design commission or historic commission could look at a proposed development and sort of decide if that, that, you know, 35-foot height limitation jog, you know, step up would make sense. And if it doesn't in that context, they could look at requiring the development to do something different than that. And I guess I just have, I have a real concern with creating these really strongly form-based requirements that are just out there in the code without any design review overlay. So that's why I threw that in there, is just, you know, if there is going to be this requirement for this sort of, you know, sidecar piece, is there a way that that could be looked at? But I do recognize that that's a pretty tough thing to require, is only in certain circumstances applying design review. So may not work.
What if we were to simply ask that it apply to R2 and RM3 as well as RM4, because the potential for scale development creating an abrupt change to the neighborhood exists in those zones as well, unless, you know, our other recommendations regarding the 25 feet and 35 foot height in the, you know, is addressed. So sort of in the alternative, we've identified this potential oddball form, you know, because of this 35 foot height, just like sidecar thing. So we would like you to do something about that. But if you don't, then we think the design review should apply to RM2 and RM3 as well, so as to mitigate that issue.
So I have some thoughts about that, because I feel like most of these situations will occur at the administrative level and they won't get to landmarks or design commission. Mm-hmm. It's sort of makes sense to me to have the step down from RM4 to single dwelling, because there's such a big difference between those two volumes, or there could be, and to have design overlay applied in that zone makes sense, because you could modify it if it's not right, you know, you mm-hmm. could shape that building a little mm-hmm. bit. And in historic districts, they're protected, so you would have some oversight there too. Applying it in RM2 and RM3, I just feel like that's adding a lot of new design overlay zone, and we're already expanding the D in a lot of the commercial corridors, so we're concerned about capacity. Yeah, honestly,
that makes sense.
And whenever you add the D in a place that's not central city, currently Gateway, but it's going away in Gateway, you have the option of doing a standards path. So unless you addressed it through standards, which it currently isn't addressed right now, the step down, I don't believe, that would just be a lot of work.
Yeah. I believe you.
In areas that aren't currently seen necessarily as needing an additional level of protection.
So if we don't have the review, then can we make a comment about the code that gives rise to this specific form that may or may not be contextual? I mean, I think that mm-hmm. Commissioner Miner's concern is that we're prescribing through this project, you know, and the code, the accompanying code, you know, certain forms that are necessarily incompatible, right? Or potentially, depending on where it is.
Yeah, just depends.
And this is the discussion draft, so you will see another proposed draft. And so this, whatever you say about this, they'll have the opportunity to explore that and so maybe come back with an alternative.
Yeah, maybe we take out the last two sentences of that paragraph. But we leave in, you know, we make hit that point a little harder about why we are concerned about, you know, legislatively prescribing a form of building that may not be, you know, compatible.
I don't know. I need to run, but I'm in general agreement with the letter, so I'm fine with working out the details. So
okay, cool. All right. Thank you. So, what if we just strike the last sentence and then
And I see where you're going, Kristen, because it's a nice way to deal with the fact that we have an overload and have it apply. But I think it only, you know, I think there's already a concern about certainty for the applicants, and I think it would make it worse.
Yeah. What if we just take out that last sentence? I mean, I feel like that at least conveys somewhat of our concern that, you know, the resulting design could be, as I put it, awkward and acontextual.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So then I'll add in, with code requiring a 35-foot height limitation for the first 25 feet. How should I put that?
Development adjacent to single-family residential zone.
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
Okay.
Within 25 feet of a single dwelling zone.
Single family residential zone.
I believe that's what the standard says.
Okay.
Sorry, I think I made the argument that in cases where they were using bonus FAR, mm-hmm. that would be an occasion that maybe where a design review potentially would be more appropriate. But I don't know. I mean, it just seems like in historic districts where you're adding. And I guess that's already a review in historic districts, but I'm just worried about the housing bonuses using buildings that are not
right. And I think that, I mean, we got the concept about transferring mm-hmm. FAR in that last paragraph.
Yeah.
But
it's outside but yeah, of our purview, but it's more of you
yeah,
know, are
I know
we,
where
are
you're
we sort of in here.
Do we want to add anything about that? Or
this is the draft, right? So maybe I agree with Commissioner Roman, if, you know, that it's something that we
it's just on my radar that
I want to put on, yeah. Yeah, that we follow up on, but maybe for purposes of the letter, I think you kind of address some of that, the, you know, sort of the general concept in that last paragraph. Mm-hmm. But if we specifically
and I'm make fine with striking that sentence also, Wendy, that
oh, the central
project
city
is not applicable in Central City, but it also occurs outside of Central City. Yeah.
Okay.
Totally fine with striking that.
I mean, not to pick on it, but better housing by design. I mean, could they have asked for?
Do we need to formally adopt this?
No. It's. You can all just say that you're in agreement. Nope. Yeah. What I'm hearing is these two sentences
yep.
stricken.
Yeah, and then the other sentence changed a little bit.
Oh, right. Okay.
But yeah, those three
so
changes.
So if you all
and
agree
I think
to that, then I can forward yep. it to BPS.
Sounds good to me.
I agree. Okay. Go ahead.
No, I just, I agree.
Okay. And then if you want to save the URM letter until next time, we can do that. Only four people will be here, or we can do it now.
I also have one other small issue, which I fear that I should bring up because I don't quite know what the timing is of this. And I know that it relates to the adoption of new height standards throughout the city, and this is regarding my office got an email from Jackie Peterson Loomis, and she is talking about the new Chinatown, Japantown Historic District and Block 33, which of course is an open parking lot. And she is noting that the owners of that are pushing the mayor and city council for a last minute amendment that would enable that block to have sort of spot zoning and a 200-foot height, mm. and also that it would not be subject to Landmarks Commission review.
What?
No, I'm not kidding. This is we kind of heard this too. So I don't know how real this is as an amendment, and I don't know what the timing is. So,
yeah, so
I just thought I should bring it up.
I checked in with Tim Heron earlier, and he did confirm that that amendment was not proposed. Brandon
okay.
was there at the whole hearing, so
yeah.
I don't know if you want to add anything, but as far as I know, that's not happening.
Okay.
That's good.
So
you four are really awesome for staying this late all the time, and you just heard from me for 72 minutes, so I'm pleased to be back.
We'll just add to your time.
If I may just let the commission know what I know. Last week, City Council voted on an amendment that was to lessen the reduction in heights that the Planning Bureau and Planning Commission had proposed for the new Chinatown Japantown Historic District north of Everett. So today, the heights there are 425 feet maximum. We proposed reducing that to 125. This commission asked for less, mm-hmm. but we went to 125. City Council voted to go to 160, which is the height of the Pacific Tower in the district, and it's an area that has 9-to-1 FAR, and council felt like the swing from 450 to 125 was too great in this pass to justify. So they did vote to make the proposed reduction a little bit less of a reduction, but 160 is still significantly less than half of the height that's there today. So the council felt strongly that they honor the intent to reduce height, but they wanted to make the Pacific Tower a conforming building, it's at 160, and leave open the opportunity there for somebody to propose taller building to see how their review went. South of Everett, the heights today are 100 feet. The West Quadrant plan proposed 150 on that block 33. Staff and the Planning Commission walked that down to 125. And so what's in front of council now is the only height increase anywhere in the central city in a historic district on block 33 of that additional 25 feet. City council has not introduced an amendment to change that. So as far as the process goes, there's no amendment on the table to increase height. However, council has the ability to introduce an amendment throughout their hearing and adoption process for Central City 2035. So if a commissioner proposed, wanted to bring forward an amendment to increase height, change height anywhere in the central city, they could do that.
Oh my God.
The way this process is playing out, there may not be, there may or may not be a long lead time between an amendment being introduced and it being voted on.
We call that.
And by a long lead time, do you mean 15 minutes or so?
Probably more than that. But this commission meets every 2 weeks, and it may or may we'll just see. They're on a choose your own adventure path for how they may bring forward future amendments. But at this moment, I don't know of one for that block. However, I too have heard that rumor.
But currently, it's 125 south of Everett, and then they're getting an additional 25 just as it stands right today on that block.
Yeah, so it's 100 south of Everett. They are getting an additional 25 because it's a full block, and it was sort of a compromise that was struck in the West Quadrant plan about after the development of new design guidelines, we'll give another 25 feet here so long as you meet the guidelines.
Okay.
Which may or may not be approvable at 125 feet. Which
right.
brings us back to our problem.
I guess I would like to at least get us on record opposing any increase in height on that block, and that if we hear about something that's going to go down in the next half an hour, that any one of us should be empowered to go to testify.
I mean,
or
it's going to set a precedent too, right? I mean,
exactly.
That's the scary thing. In addition,
well, exempting them from design review, is that, I mean, is that even legal under state law?
I don't
do they
know
have
what
they
that...
have the carte blanche to just upend land use law in the state of Oregon.
I don't think so.
I think that would take some gymnastics.
Listed, so.
That would take some gymnastics that I don't know that the Central City 2035 plan could provide. The height change definitely could be brought forward.
Wouldn't it be great if we could make city council go through a type 4 hearing to demolish the resource, which is the historic district? Like, why aren't they doing that? Just my thought.
Yeah. I will say, when brought to the table at council last week, maybe not my most comfortable moment as staff, I engaged in dialogue with the commission about the 160 feet north of Everett and reminded them that this commission does have the power to review height in your discretionary review. And so setting heights too tall may lead to projects landing on city council's lap.
What did they say about that? They passed it anyway, right?
They did. And I think their discussion north of Everett just looked different. That discussion looked different because of the degree in which height reductions are on the table. I think that the general consensus from the commissioners who voted in favor of the amendment to increase the height felt like they had concerns about so drastically reducing height on that site, different than anywhere else in the central city.
Again, the intersection between politics and law just is not comfortable for me at all.
So back to the URM letter, do we want to tackle that today? Did everybody get a chance to read it after I sent it back out?
I had a few minor grammatical comments, and then I only had one substantive one.
You have to go, Matthew.
I have something to add, and I'll just do it really quick.
Okay.
And I brought this up before the commission meeting, but you know, there's the potential conflict here between forcing apartment buildings to upgrade where they have to evict tenants, and that eviction would then cost them another bureau. Mm-hmm. So something I think we want to add to the letter that I didn't think of is that they're introducing a potential conflict where building apartment owners who want to legitimately upgrade their buildings are going to get fined for evicting their tenants.
Yeah.
So they should exempt. There should be some exemption that allows you to vacate your building, at least in a phase.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's not in my letter.
In order to do these.
I think that would be
our letter.
I need a little more time with this myself.
Great.
What's our
they're supposed to be going to City Council April 18th or 19th. That's what I've heard. It's not scheduled on the agenda yet, but that's the date I've heard. So we have two more meetings before then.
Okay.
I'm willing to keep editing away.
Okay.
If you guys want to send comments to me, and punctuation is great.
Well, yeah, they're just
not my portrait.
Thank you. No, this is thanks for working on this, you guys.
Yeah, Maya.
Annie drafted the letter, so all credit to her. Sort of been editing around the edges.
So it's her grammar that's at issue.
No, probably I introduced the bad grammar.
Nice.
No, I think Maya just had a comment that she. We want to be careful, I guess, when we list the buildings in the first paragraph that are significant URMs, that a couple of them had been updated, like Pioneer Courthouse.
And that's part of what I wanted, because I think City Council probably knows what the county courthouse cost to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
I literally was trying to create a little juxtaposition of, here's four buildings, two of which... Well, City Hall, I don't know if they ever did the Tier 3 analysis, because that was done, that remodel. And there's another question I have of them. Do you realize that your City Hall may not actually meet the Tier 3? Did they actually do the analysis to do the Tier 3?
God.
And if not, are you forcing yourself to remodel City Hall again? So, there's more research to do, but I'm not convinced that City Hall is fully upgraded to the standards that it would have to be.
So you can ask them that question in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's better not to talk about it right now.
Well, the courthouse is
what I'm saying.
Yeah. In other words, shall we call the meeting adjourned?
Yes, please.
Great. Thanks.